Thank you and good afternoon. Thursday afternoon, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office issued a be on the lookout to local law enforcement across the county for a vehicle believed to be involved in a series of residential burglaries across southern Humboldt and northern Mendocino counties. Shortly after, a sheriff's deputy saw the vehicle traveling northbound on Highway 101 near Rio Dell. While trailing the car, the deputy called for assistance from the Fortuna Police Department. The following deputy and three other law enforcement vehicles initiated a traffic stop, but the suspected vehicle would not yield, and a brief pursuit ensued before the vehicle stopped on the Tompkins Hill Road off-ramp. The three suspects inside the vehicle were identified as Joshua Wentworth, Sarah Vickland, and Crystal Rosenberg. Officers discovered a stolen handgun, 28 grams of marijuana, heroin, and meth inside the vehicle. All three were arrested and booked into county jail on numerous drug charges. At their annual Elks Lodge Dispatcher Appreciation Dinner on Thursday, the California Highway Patrol honored our county safety dispatchers. CHP Humboldt Area Commander Adam Yeager said that public safety dispatchers are the critical link between the motoring public and emergency responders, and they provide officers with critical information to help them protect the public. CHP dispatchers handle the majority of Humboldt's county wireless emergency calls and are key in providing radio communications and cellular services along critical highways such as 101, 199, and State Route 299. Thursday, the Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District gladly announced the hiring of Paul Heliker as the new general manager. The district started the recruiting process of a new general manager when Carol Reich announced that she'll be retiring in July after being involved with the district for 19 years. Heliker served as the deputy director for Delta and statewide water management at the California Department of Water Resources for 2 years. Prior to that, he was the general manager at the Marin County Municipal Water District for 8 years. Heliker said in a statement that he is very pleased that the board offered him the opportunity to follow in Reich's footsteps, and he looks forward to getting to know the residents of Humboldt County. Heliker is expected to begin his term in late May or early June. After being booked into county jail on Wednesday, Thursday morning, Humboldt County jail staff found Benaiah Tabatite in his cell hanging with a bedsheet around his neck. Tabatite was the suspect in 2 recent Eureka bank robberies, and he was arrested Wednesday afternoon after he was found passed out on the porch of a residence on Booner Street. Correctional staff cut Tabatite down and medical personnel administered first aid until an ambulance transported him to a local hospital, where he remains in critical condition. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Rotary Club of Eureka donated money to 3 organizations. Dan Squire has more.
The Rotary Club of Eureka announced on Thursday that it will distribute $25,000 to 3 worthy organizations. $19,000 will be donated to Teen Challenge for the purchase of a vehicle to help their programs, which provides free services to men and women who need a safe place to recover from problems with substance abuse or life-controlling issues such as addiction. $5,000 will be donated to the Clark Historical Museum so that it can establish a World War II memorial at the Arcata Eureka Airport. That memorial will feature portraits of local veterans by artist and Honor Flight co-founder Catherine Burleson, along with vintage photographs and a tribute to those veterans who lost their lives in the war. The Boy Scouts are the 3rd group to receive a donation, part of a 2-year $10,000 grant to help with water filtration at Camp Riggs Johnson so that the shower facility can be made fully operational.
Thank you, Dan. The investigation into an assault that led to David Gamfield being transported to a hospital in Reading has now turned into a homicide case after Gamfield succumbed to his head injuries Thursday morning. Gamfield was assaulted by an unknown assailant, and while unconscious, he was first taken to Mad River Hospital by an acquaintance Tuesday night. Gamfield was in critical condition when he left the county and later died as a result of his injuries on Thursday. Anyone with information about Gamfield or how he sustained the fatal injuries are asked to contact the sheriff's office. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.